This is Wade Brathke with the Chief Organizer's Report. Hacking is everywhere. What are you saying on your email? Crossing the world to places where you feel lucky to have internet rather than thinking it's as common as air, I follow this hacking thing perhaps more than the average bear. In Germany, between Hamburg and Berlin, a funny thing happened to me that, in my naivete, I ignored blithely until returning to the U.S. It was a situation I wrote off, jokingly, in Mika Minera's words, as Mercury in retrograde, when mechanical things and even simple communications go awry. I would send an email in Hamburg, tightening down a meeting or a pickup, and somehow it would never be received. My blog wouldn't show up for posting in New Orleans. Finally, hitting New Orleans, I consulted our service mastermind, thinking, duh, it might be me, not them. Sure enough, he and his team found that 87 of my emails had been blocked from so-called blacklisted sites. I'm still sorting it out, but I'm working to tell people in some cases their homes are even blacklisted, not just random buildings, coffee houses, and hostels. They recommend that I go through a VPN network like people do in China and Russia so that I'm linking virtually to an iSpy server in the U.S. with a random address and then bouncing on from there. Maybe they're right. Maybe it's the way we all need to go. With emails being randomly hacked throughout the U.S. now, first with tech companies in Hollywood, and now politics, and most recently former General and Secretary of State Colin Powell, I read that a network anchor had stayed home to delete his entire Gmail account so that he wouldn't be taking a chance. Others in public life were also scouring their emails. Senator Lindsey Graham told a reporter, no problem, he'd never seen an email yet, so he wasn't worried. What world does he live in? And can we move it farther from the rest of us? The simple lesson might be, don't say anything in private that you wouldn't want to have made public. But who among us could ever live in that glass house forever? Even if we tried, that doesn't protect us from misinterpretation or, you know, Mercury in retrograde. Veterans of the burn from previous hackers say that, in fact, you learn to be more careful. Law firms have created abbreviations that essentially say, talk to me in person, don't put it in an email. None of this is a step towards more transparency, and in fact, it seems to be a step away from the quick and fluid communication that is part of the gift of email. So what's the solution? Go all German and flip IP addresses and blacklist like cards in a deck in the name of privacy, but that may mean even emails that you might want to read are being blocked from you or slow death in a spam file. Meanwhile, weeks may go by before some poor sucker like me realize he's talking to the internet, not the people he's trying to reach. I'm with the No Substitute for Good Judgment crew because we have to communicate to move forward. But what a mess. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.